जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
शांतिपाद
बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतय निषत्सु धर्मा ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
इन मंत्र नंबर 4 वी हैव सीन प्रतिबोध विदितं मतं अमृतत्वं हि बिन्दते। This is the Upalabdhi Dwar, gateway to consciousness. How? Prati Bodha. Prati means in every, Bodha means in every thought. Viditam, it is known. In each and every thought, it is known. Amritattam hi bindate. If you can know it in each and every thought, you get Amrita. Amritattam hi bindate. And how will you come to know? Atmana bindate viryam. You will have to get the strength from inside. No outside strength is going to help you. And vidya bindate amritam. And by vidya, by this knowledge of the self, you will get that amrit. So earlier we have seen, if anybody claims that I know Brahman, that means he knows as an object. That is not correct understanding. Brahman can never become object. If he becomes object, what will happen?
Limitation.
It will become limited. Anything which is seen is inert. Anything which is seen is inert. It is changing. It is perishable. So if the Brahman is seen, that Brahman becomes inert. It becomes changing and perishable. Who becomes the subject then? Mind becomes subject. If mind is able to perceive that Brahman, mind becomes subject and Brahman becomes object. So it cannot be known as an object. And a realized person, he will always say that I don't know. Why? Anirvachaniya. It cannot be explained. Any realized person can never explain what is this Brahman. Why it cannot never be explained? No, because the mind and intellect is not there. Because your all organs of perceptions are not there, not available. You have gone beyond your mind. So that is why you can never define. Aaj tak kisi ne define hi nahi kiya. All the Upanishad gives only the indicator. These are the indicator, this is the indicator, you can reach there. That's all. Cannot be defined. So here it is said, you can know it. Knowing is becoming. Ajay Kumar never can say that I know Ajay Kumar 100%, 60%, 30%. Ask Ajay Kumar, do you know Ajay Kumar? He said, I am Ajay Kumar. So knowing is becoming. There is no process here. And how you can know it? Very simple. Suppose a room is dark, and if I show you, can you see this? All of you will say, no, I can't see anything. And when there is a light, when I saw this book, you say, this is book. But we all miss one thing. We go up to the book, and we are happy or unhappy. But we don't see the light. We miss the light. So this book is called Vishesh. Why Vishesh? Because this has got a form. And the light all around? No form. And this light is also a reflected light. You don't see the pure light. This also is a reflected light. Same thing is happening inside. What is vritti? Vritti all has got a form. You all know it. Now the vritti of anger has come. Now the vritti of lobh has come. Now the vritti of this and that. Karuna, piti, lot of things vritti are coming. We know all this vritti. We go up to the vritti and come back. But who is illuminating those vritti? Vrittis are inert. Who is illuminating those vrittis? That illuminator is the reflected consciousness. And through reflected consciousness, you can reach the consciousness. Suppose the room is dark, you want sunlight, put a mirror in a particular angle. The reflection of the light will come. It's not that directly sunlight is coming. It is a reflected light which comes enter into the room. And with that reflected light, you are able to see all the objects in the room. Similarly, inside also is happening the same thing. It is the reflected light inside. And with that reflected light, you can see all the vrittis. All vrittis are illumined. So now if you want to see the sun, what we have to do? From inside the room, you go to the mirror, reflected light, the source of reflected light, and from that reflected light, you can reach, see the source, sun. Suppose you have put a water on the heater, and the water is hot now. You want to check the source of heat. Then from the water, you come to the vessel. You will find, touch the vessel. It is hot. Come to the source. You will find the fire there. Same way, inside also, I want to see the vritti. Vritti we have seen. Now, what is the source of it? What is illuminating it? Come to the source. But that source is reflected consciousness. From that reflected consciousness, consciousness is definitely there. So three things are there. The object is there, then there is a vritti and the reflected consciousness. Object is not going inside, book is not going inside my mind. What is going? A vritti, a thought is going inside my mind. And who is illuminating that thought? Reflected consciousness. And with that reflected consciousness, we can reach to the consciousness. So why consciousness is illuminating vritti? Why it's not illuminating everything else? Because the vritti is subtle, consciousness is subtle. Even in the light also you'll find, light is everywhere on the earth, but when you find the plain surface, you find the reflection there. Similarly, the vrittis are also very smooth. That is why the reflected consciousness can illumine those vrittis. Very good. So pratibodha viditam, in all vritti you will find that consciousness. In all, each and every one, pratibodha, in each and every vritti you will find it. Good. So illuminator is Brahman. And it can be known only by shifting your attention. Only you have to do the shift your attention. You shift your attention from book to the light also, all around the light. Similarly, inside also, vritti, you come up to the vritti and then see the consciousness. This is what we do in our meditation. Withdraw your all senses from outside. Close your eyes. You can't close your ear, but withdraw everything. Then slowly come to the pranas. Bring your attention to the pranas. From the pranas, you come to the mind. See all the vritti, see all the thoughts. Don't identify with the thought. The moment you identify, you are gone again outside. Don't identify it with the thought. See the procession of the thoughts, and it will end. When the thought ends, you have reached there. Because all thoughts are illumined by that consciousness. So what we have to do, disidentify it with the thoughts, see the procession of the thought, and that procession will end one time. You have to wait. And once the procession ends, you are there. You remember our formula? Consciousness plus thought is equal to? Mind minus thought is equal to? Simple algebra. So we have reached there. Very good. So if you know that light, the illuminator, then you have realized. That is realization, Brahma. All vrittis are mritam, but that light is amritam. All vrittis are rising, dying, rising, dying, rising and dying, but the illuminator of that vritti is amritam, that is amrit. Very good. And that light is upajanan apaya varijitam. It never increases or decreases. Like the theater light, like this light, if anybody comes, Guruji comes in, it never increases. Or if any bad person comes, it never decreases. This remains same. Similarly, that light also remains the same. Atmana vindate viryam. And if you require the strength, then it is said, your dhana, sahaya, mantra, ausadhi, yoga, tap. These are not going to help you. These sources will not help you. Why? Shankaracharya says, because they are all anitya. Your wealth, is it nitya? Anitya. Your strength? Anitya. So by anitya you can never get nitya. So where will I get this nitya strength? Atmana, inside. From your inside you have to get it. You will get the strength, you will get inspiration by studying the scripture. They will give you strength. And with that strength, with that knowledge, you will get it. What will get? Vidyaya vindate amritam. And by that knowledge of self, you will get amrit. You will get immortality. You see, the strength has to come from within. You see, there can be a minister guarded by many security guards. Charo taraf se wo leke ghoom rahe hain. But if the minister inside is fearful, will his fear go away? No. So the strength has to come from within. Even when you are suffering, then you must have some strength to digest the medicine also. If you don't have that much of strength, then medicine also will not work. The doctor say he is throwing up everything, medicine is no more working. No inner strength. So inner strength is required. And that Atma Vidya will give you that strength. And what is this Amritam? Amritam does not mean that after knowing that you will live for thousand and thousand years. No. Amritam means the fear of death will go away. You will come to know that this body will drop. The fear of death will not be there. This is Amritam. So, Keno Upanishad is over. ये तो आप पहले भी कहा था इन फर्स्ट चैप्टर व्हेन द मंत्र नंबर टू आ जाए तो केन उपनिषद ओवर अभी नहीं खत्म बट हियर इट इज सेज शंकराचार्य जी से कष्टा खलु सुर नर तिर्यक प्रेतादिषु संसार दुख बहुलेषु प्राणी निकायेषु जन्म जरा मरण रोग आदि संप्राप्ति अज्ञानात् इट इज रियली सफरिंग व्हाट संसार दुख बहुलेषु देयर आर लॉट ऑफ संसार दुख एंड हु आर सफरिंग सुर देवता नर ऑल द ह्यूमन बीइंग तिर्यक ऑल द एनिमल्स प्रेत ऑल द ghost, bhoot, preta, they are all suffering. What? Janma, birth, jara, old age, maran, death, and rogadi, disease, all are suffering. And Shankaracharya says one word, the cause of the whole, all this is agyanat. Agyanat because of agyan. Because of Ajnan. What is this Ajnan? Not knowing our true nature is Ajnan. What is Jnan? Simple. Opposite of that, knowing our true nature is Jnan. Very simple definition. So Ajnanat. We are all suffering because of ignorance. Ignorance of what? Again, ignorance of self. That Amritam, that illuminator of that thought, we don't know that. We are not able to see that light. Which is general, it's not specific, it's not special. Vritti is special. Book is special, it is a form, but the light has got no form, so it is general, it's common. So similarly, we miss, we go up to the vritti, experience sukh-dukh and come back. Amritam, you can get that Amritam. Now he said, you are suffering because of the ignorance. If you don't realize in this life, what will happen? Next month.
Iha cheda vedi datha satyam asti.
Iha cheda vedi datha satyam asti.
Na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi.
Na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi.
Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha.
Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha.
Pretyasmat lokad amrita bhavanti.
Pretyasmat lokad amrita bhavanti.
Iha cheda vedi datha satyam asti. Na chediha vedin mahati vinashtihi.
Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhira.
Pretyasmat lokad amrita bhavanti.
Iha cheta avedit ear here, if you happen to know it, abhedit, if you know it, what will happen? Atha satyam asti, then you are fulfilled. Satyam, fulfilled. Ganga nahaliye, ho gaya. You become kritya kritya. Nothing else is to be done. Whatever is to be done, you have done it. If you come to know, if you can experience, then satyam asti. Na cheta hi abhedit, in case you don't come to know or experience in this life, if you ignore, then what will happen? Mahati vinashti. Nasht means loss. Vinashti means great loss. Shruti is not stopping in there. Mahati vinashti, great, great loss. Why great, great loss? Because you could have become amrit here. You are attached to the anatma vastu, you are suffering, you are ignorant. You can come out of all of this just by knowing that. That is amrit. Encash this opportunity, that is what the Shruti wants to say. Encash this opportunity. Don't lose this golden opportunity. It can be attained only in human form, in no other form. Mahati vinashti. Same thing we have studied earlier also. I will give you a clue. We have studied in Upanishad. Now you can say, you have studied only one Upanishad. In Ishavas Upanishad. And the third mantra was, is good. Asurya naam te lokaha andhena tamsabritaha tagumste pritya vijachanti yekeche atmano janaha. The first mantra was about the knowledge. Try to get this knowledge here. Isavasi idagam sarvam. Get this knowledge. If you are not able to get it, do the karma yoga. Do the karma. In a particular fashion, you do the niskam karma. If you are not doing either of this, if you are not following the Jnana Marg or the Karma Marg, you are doing the Sakam Karma only, not Niskam Karma, then it is said, Atmahana, you are committing suicide. Here also, same thing. Mahati Vinashti, great, great loss. Do something special in this life. Why? So it is said, Ahar Nidra Bhai Maitunum Cha Dharmo Hi Eko Adiko Visesa. What is the difference between an animal and a man? The common thing it says, Ahar Nidra Bhai Maitun. Ahar, port, bhai, fear, Nidra, sleep, Maitun, union of male, female. This is common. What is the special with you? Dharmo hi eko adiko visesa. That you can do is the dharma. You can discriminate between nitya and anitya. What is right and wrong? The animal can't do it. You have got this vises equipment. You utilize this. Follow the dharma and get the moksha. Simple. So people go for vacation, na? And from there they bring souvenirs. Ye vishesh leke aaye, wahan ka visheshta hai. One person from India came to US. So when he returned, all family member, relative, they all met together. What vishesh you have brought from America, Swami vishesh? Opened his suitcase. First thing he brought was one towel, special towel. The Indian, they saw the level, Bombay dyeing. Bombay dyeing towel from all the way from America. Somebody went to Japan, he came back, he brought Hawkins pressure cooker. So the moment the wife saw the pressure cooker, her pressure went up. She was just right to cook husband in that pressure cooker. Her testes was getting punctured. What will she say in the kitty party? My husband has brought pressure cooker from Japan. He should have brought some electronic item, na? Vishesh. So what are you carrying vishesh from this life? What is the visheshta? Follow the dharma, get the moksha. This is the visheshta. But we are doing nothing about that. It is said, human form in moksha kar dwara. This is the gateway for the moksha. Human form, moksha kar dwara. Don't miss it. Again and again the scripture says. And we all know, if wealth is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. And if character is lost, everything is lost. But if you lose this opportunity, you see, wealth and health, again, you can regain if you want. Character also, bad character, you have acquired. If you want, you can leave it also. But if you lose this opportunity, not going to come back again. So, bhuteshu vichitya dhira, the wise people, those who come to know about the truth, they are able to see in each bhuta, bhuteshu vichitya dhira. Dhira means dhimanta. Those who are the wise people, they are able to see that tattva in each and every being, not human being. Bhuteshu, in each being they are able to see. Be it inert or living being, char or achar. In achar, existence, isness he will see. In char, he will see the consciousness also reflecting there. Pretyasmat loka amrita bhavanti. And when they go from here, they become amrita. How they become amrita? Because tasmat evam gun doso bijananto brahmana. The brahman, they go the gun and those of both. Gun of getting this knowledge. They know this also. By getting the knowledge, I become amrit. And they know the dose of the shortcoming of the whole world. This is dukkhalaya. This will never give me fulfillment. Total contentment will never come from the anatma vastu. They know this thing. Tasmad evam gun doso vijananto brahmana bhuteshu sarvabhuteshu sthavareshu charesu. Sthavar, immovable. Charesu, movable. They see each and everywhere. Everywhere, in each and everything they see. Ek atmatattam. They see the ek atmatattam. Vichitya vigyaya sachat krita dhira dhimanta pretya vyaprita mam aham bhava lachanat. And they go beyond mam and aham bhava. Once you know this thing, what will go? The mam and aham bhava to the anatma vastu. This is all anatma vastu. We have got mam and aham here. So go beyond this loka. Loka of mam and aham. Now we are in the loka of mam and aham. We always try to increase our mama. Our possessions. It's not so. We always try to increase it. We try to increase it to infinite. Why we want to try to increase it to infinite? Because we are infinite itself. So our always attempt is to increase this mamatva. Aur ho jaye, aur ho jaye, aur ho jaye, aur ho jaye. So dhira, they go beyond this aham and mama. Beyond this loka, not after death. This loka of aham mam, they go beyond this while living. And they enjoy. Abhidyatrupad asmat loka uparamna sarvatmaik bhavai advait mapanna santa amrita bhavanti. When they leave this loka of mama and aham, while living, not after death, while living, amritabhavanti. The moment you disassociate with the anatma vastu, you have reached atman. Only two things are there. Anatma ko chhod diya, only atma is there. And you cannot negate atman. You have reached there, now you have to identify with the atman. And this atman is amrita. All anatma vastu is amrita. Amrita bhavanti. In Mundak Upanishad they say, sa yoha vai tatparam brahma veda brahmaiva bhavati. Anybody who comes to know that Brahman, brahmaiva bhavati. So knowing is becoming, that's all. We are all Brahman, but we don't know. Only by knowing you become Brahman. Kitna simple kaam hai. Is it difficult? No, it's not at all difficult. Now I will tell you a story, a beautiful story. Story relates to a war between Devata and Asur. Devatas are in heaven. And who are Devatas? Even if you also do some punya karma, you can become Devata. You want to become Indra? 100 Ashwamedha yag you do, you get the chair of Indra. King of all Devatas, you can become. So by punya, you can reach to heaven. Why? To enjoy sukh. Devata also want sukh. And Asura? Asura also want sukh. And they want to enter there by force. There is opposition party there also. So always this Asura and Deva, they fight. So there is a description of the fight between Asura and Deva. And what is their philosophy? Devatas, whenever they get into trouble, they pray to the Lord. Asura, philosophy of Asura, we have studied in chapter 16. Jagat ahu anishwaram. Their philosophy is anishwar, there is no ishwar. So they don't pray to the Lord. Asura. And Devatas, whenever they are in trouble, they will pray. Asura, they don't pray. Ahankar balam darpam kamam krodham cha sansrita. Qualities of Asura. Ahankar. Balam. They have got the strength also. Like the terrorist, all they have got the money power, muscle power, and all power they have got. Balam also they have got. Ahankar. What is ahankar? Definition of ahankar. Tattabodh?
Ahankaroti.
Ahamkarta?
Ahankaroti.
Ahankar. I am the doer. Ahankar. And ahankar is the quality of Devata or Asur?
Asur.
Clear? Very good. And what they do? Asau maya hataya satru hanishya cha paranapi. I have killed so many satru and these are still in the list. I have to kill them. Why he has killed and why he wants to kill others also in future? To fulfill his own desire. So that he can become sukhi. So both Devata and Asur, they both want sukh. Asur wants to put in the force, want to do it illegally, immorally. And Devata, they also want sukh. And whenever they are in trouble, they will pray to the Lord. Oh Lord, help us. So once there was a fight going on and Devatas were losing. Sometimes Devata win, sometimes Asur win. It's not that always the Devata will win. Asur also sometimes win. So Devata, they were finding it is difficult to win that war, so started praying to the Lord. Oh Lord, help us to win this war. And Lord helped. And after that, what happened? Let us see. Yajur, chapter 3.
That's the first sloka. It is a little difficult, please try. If you can chant, just repeat. Brahmaha Devebhyo Vijigye, Brahmaha Devebhyo Vijigye, Tasyaha Brahmano Vijaye Deva Amahi Anta, Tasyaha Brahmano Vijaye Deva Amahi Anta, Ta Aikshanta Asmakam Evayam Vijayaha, Aikshanta Asmakam Evayam Vijayah Asmakam Evayam Mahima Iti Asmakam Evayam Mahima Iti
Brahmaha Devi Vijigye. So these people, after winning the war, Devtas, because of the help by Devta, I am in the Lord, these Devta won the war. And after the winning the war, what happens? Claim storming session. They all gathered, a party hua, big party. They made a samyana outside. And they were all drinking. And enjoying the party. Each one claiming, humne isko mara, is maharathi ko mar diya, I destroyed that tank, this tank, we woke kiya, and the asura fled away. Then the Lord thought, these people are thinking they have done. And devtas are my bhakta. So I have to do something. Brahmaye Devabhya Vijigye Tasi Brahmano Vijay. It was because of the Brahman they won the war. And what the Devtas were thinking? Deva Amhiyante, they were elated. They were thinking, Te Echanta, they thought, Asmakam, we, I am Vijay. Vijay kiske ka? Mere. They forgot Brahman, who had Asmakam eva mahima iti. This is mahima. Whose mahima? Whose glory is this? Asmakam. Amari mahima. It's not Brahman. So they were thinking this way, enjoying party. And the Brahman thought, Devta, they are all my devotees, mere bhakta. And they have got now the ahankar. Ahankar is the quality of asura. They all will become asura. So I have to do something. Then what happened? See. Next.
Taddhaisham vijagyo. Taddhaisham vijagyo. Tibhyoha pradurva bhuva. Tebhyoha pradurva bhuva tannava janata tannava janata kimidam yakshamiti
kimidam yakshamiti
tad esam vijagyo. By knowing their vanity, Brahman, the Lord, is knowing their vanity. They have started claiming that the victory is because of their own strength and all that. They were thinking this way. Acha, jab haar jate to kya karte hain? Then blame storming session. Who is to be blamed? And ultimately the last chaparasi is sacked out. He gave the fight 2 minutes later, so we could not take a decision, proper decision, so this chaparasi should be sacked. So they have claimed कि विक्ट्री इज आवर्स एंड टू रिमूव दिस वैनिटी तद एसाम विजज्ञो नोइंग दिस वैनिटी तेभ्यो ही प्रादुर्भव तेभ्यो दे आर एपियर्ड वॉट किम इदम यच्छमिति तद व्याजनात् दे डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड ए फॉर्म केम देयर यू नो where they were doing partying and there one form came and the form was yaksha. What is this yaksha? Worshipful, adorable spirit. And the, all the devtas were doing khusur khusur, whispering. What's this? Never seen before. We have not invited anybody in the party. Who has this person come here? This spirit. So they could not recognize it. So all the devtas, they started thinking, we should find out who is this. We don't know. And who are the devtas? Devtas are the presiding deities of the natural forces. Vayu devta, Agni devta, and all that. There are natural forces that are there and there are presiding deities.
ते अग्निम ब्रुवन् ते अग्निम ब्रुवन् जातवेद एतद्विजानीहि जातवेद एतद्विजानीहि किमिदं यक्षमिति किमिदं यक्षमिति तथेति तथेति
ते अग्नि अब्रुवन् They say to Agni Devta, Te Agni Abhruvan. All other Devtas say to the Agni. Jatabeda, you are all knower. Another name of Agni, Jatabeda, all knower. Dekho, kisi se kaam karana hota hai na, to pehle uski prasansa karni hoti hai. You are all knower. You know what that form is, what that yaksha is, you are all knower, go. If you want, anything from your child, call your child, do prasansa first. Oh, you are very good boy. And then ask him, get me a glass of water. He will bring it. Immediately he will bring it. So, pehle thoda prasansa karna hoga. So, here they said, Jatveda, you are Jatveda, you are all knower. So, you go and find out, Kim etad yachamiti, what is this adorable spirit? You find out. Agni said, Atheti. As you see, Agni went. So another one name of Agni is Jatveda, all over. What happened?
Tasmegam stvai kim viryamiti. Tadavyadravavat. तमव्यवदत कः असीति कः असीति अग्निर्वा अहमस्मि इति अग्निर्वा अहमस्मि इति अब्रवीत्
अब्रवीत्
जातवेदा वा अहमस्मि इति जातवेदा वा अहमस्मि इति
Tad abhyadravata. Then Agni went fast, ran fast toward that adorable spirit, toward that yaksha, abhyadravata. Tam abhyavata. And then yaksha asked Agni, abhyavata, Ko asiti? Who are you? First blow to the ego of Agni, the Jataveda, knower of everybody, the yaksha is asking, Who are you? Is it not first blow? Jataveda. Agni Vaham Asmiti, I am Agni. What else? Jataveda Vaham Asmiti, people know me as a Jataveda also. You don't know me, but the people know me as a Jataveda. Acha, what can you do?
तस्मीगम् स्त्वयि
ಸ್ವೈಕಿಂ
ವೀರ್ಯಮಿತಿ.
ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈನ್. ತಸ್ಮೀಗಂ ಸ್ವೈಕಿಂ
ವೀರ್ಯಮಿತಿ,
ತಸ್ಮೀಗಂ
ಸ್ವೈಕಿಂ
ವೀರ್ಯಮಿತಿ.
ಅಪಿದಗಂ
ಸ್ವರ್ವಂ
ದಹೇಯಂ,
ಅಪಿದಗಂ
ಸರ್ವಂ
ದಹೇಯಂ.
ಯದಿದಂ
ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಮಿತಿ,
ಯದಿದಂ
ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಮಿತಿ.
ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಕಿಂ ವೀರ್ಯಮಿತಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪವರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್? ಓಕೆ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ನೇಮ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಜಾತ್ ವೇದ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್? ಟೆಲ್ ಮಿ ಯುವರ್ ಪವರ್, ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಡೂ? ಅಪಿ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ತೇಹಂ, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಯದಿದಂ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಮಿತಿ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ತ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಅರ್ಥ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್, ಮೈ ಪವರ್. Okay, the adorable spirit, okay, I have understood. Then what the adorable spirit does, see in the mantra number 6.
Tasmai trinam,
tasmai trinam,
nidadau etad daheti,
nidadau
etad daheti, tad upapriyaya sarvajanena, ತದುಪಪ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಸರ್ವಜನೇನ. ತನ್ನ ಶಶಾಕ ದಗ್ಧುಂ,
ತನ್ನ
ಶಶಾಕ
ದಗ್ಧುಂ,
ಸ ತತ್ ಏವ ನಿವವೃತೇ,
ಸ
ತತ್ ಏವ ನಿವವೃತೇ. ನ ಏತದ್ ಅಶಕಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತುಂ, ನ ಏತದ್ ಅಶಕಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾತುಂ. ಯದೇತದ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಿತಿ, ಯದೇತದ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಿತಿ.
ತಸ್ಮೈ ತ್ರಿಣಂ ನಿದಧೌ, ತಸ್ಮೈ ತದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಒನ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್. ದೇರ್ ವಾಜ್ ಎ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಕೃಷಿ, ದೇರ್ ವಾಜ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ ಅಗ್ನಿ. ತಸ್ಮೈ ತ್ರಿಣಂ ನಿದಧೌ ಏತದ್ ದಹೇತಿ, ಬೋಲ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ದಿಸ್. So in your power, you can burn the whole earth. Burn this straw. E ghas ka tukra. Tad upapriya, the agni dashed with force to burn it upriya. Sarva javena with full power. Tan nasa saka dagdu could not burn. And Gurudev used to say that dew drop are also like that only. Na saktum. Sa tat eva nivavritte. Agni return. Could not burn it. Return. It's just like a Sunil Gavaskar, century wala batsman, balled out in the first ball itself. To kya hota hai? Then they don't move the bats and all that, they don't see the pebble. Same thing happened with the Agni. Agni is coming back. Jat Veda, knower of everything, is coming back without knowing the Yaksha. Na etat sakam vigyatam, and comes and tells, no, I cannot. No. Na etat sakam vigyatam. Yadi etam yachni, what is this yaksha? I don't know. Ab kya kare? Then they will be sending another devta.
Athavayum abruvan. Vayava etadvijanihi. Vayava etadvijanihi. Kimetadyakshamiti. ಕಿಮೇತದ್ಯಕ್ಷಮಿತಿ
ತಥೇತಿ. ಅಥ ವಾಯು ಅಬ್ರುವನ್, ನೌ ದೇ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಾಯು. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಯು? ವಾಯು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ How many guna Jesus Christ got? Okay. Air has got two. And the Agni has got?
Three.
Oh, is there? Oh!
So they are all looking at this.
So who is subtler? One who has got less guna. So Agni has got three. Vayu has got two. So Vayu is subtler, superior. Okay. Atha Vayum Abhruvan. Vayu etad vijani. Oh Vayu, you go and find out. Kim etad yachamiti? Who is this yaksha? And the Vayu says, Tatheti. As you say, I am going. If you are requesting me, that I am going and find out. Then, 8.
Tadabhyadravavat, tamavyavadat, kaha asiti, vayurvahamasmiti, abravin matarishvava, aham asmi iti
tat abhyadravat. Then Vayu again went fast with full force. It went to the yaksha. Tam abhyavadat ko asiti. Then yaksha asked him, who are you? Vayu vaham asmi iti. I am Vayu. My name is Vayu. Abravit matarishva. My another name is matarishva. Matarishva means the traveler in the space. I travel in the space. Matarishva. Va aham ismiti. I am Vayu or Matarishva. This is my identity. This is my name. Then, tasmika.
Tasmigam stvai kim viryamiti. Tasmigam stvai kim viryamiti. Apidagam sarvam adadiya. Apidagam sarvam adadiya. Yadidam prithivyamiti. Yadidam prithivyamiti.
Tasmin tvai kim biryam? What is your strength? Who is asking?
Spirit
is asking, why? What is your strength? What is your power? What can you do? Api idagam sarvam adadiya. Whatever is there, idam. Whatever is seen as idam, adadiyam, I can blow. Everything. Yad idam prithivamiti. Whatever is on the prithvi, I can blow everything. Very good. Next.
Tasmai trinam nidadau etadadastvaiti. Tasmai trinam nidadau etadadastvaiti. Tadupapriyaya sarvajanena. Tadupapriyaya sarvajanena. Tanna shashaka adhatum. Tanna shashaka adhatum. Satat eva nivavrite. Satat eva nivavrite. Na etad ashakam vijnatum. Na etad ashakam vijnatum. Tadetad yakshamiti. Tadetad yakshamiti.
Tasmai trinam nidadau. To the same again to Vayu. That spirit kept the same strong and said, Tadup Priya, what you do? Nididau etat adatsva. You blow this. Yet said, spirit said, you blow this blade of grass, that's all. Tad upapriyaya. And then the Vayu approached that straw, sarvajabena, with full force. Tan na sasakadatum. And it was not able to move it. That blade was there. It did not even move. Datum. Satata eva nivartate. And say, again came back. This was again blow to the ego of Vayu. By placing a straw and move it, it was the first thing. First was the ego was destroyed. Who are you? I don't know. Second time, place the blade of the grass and move it. And it was not able to move that also. Sa tata eva nivavritte. He also returned. Na etat sakam vigyatum. I could not understand that spirit. Ya edatam achiti. That yach I could not recognize. He also came back. Then what happened after that?
Atha Indram Abhruvan, Atha Indram Abhruvan, Maghavat na etad vijaniti, Maghavat na etad vijaniti, Kimetad yakshamiti, Kimetad yakshamiti, Tatheti, Tatheti, Tadabhyadravavat, Tadabhyadravavat, Tasmati rodate.
Atha Indra Abhruvan. Then they all asked, all Devta said, Indra, you are chief. You are king of all gods. Now you have to do something. Maghavan etad vijaniya, you are chief of God. You are worshipful. You have got the possessor of great wealth and power, Maghavan. He's the king. Maghavan etat vijani, you find out, vijani, find out. What is this spirit? Kim etat yachamiti? Who is this spirit? Pata karke ao, tatheti. Indra said, okay, as you all say, I am going. Tad abhyadravat, he agreed and went fast toward that spirit. Tasmat tirodade. And the moment he reached there, spirit left. Agni could not find out, Vayu could not find out, Indra went there. When he reached there, the spirit disappeared. Ab kya hoga? So Indra was standing there, waiting. Kya kare? At least those two people could see. Unki pariksha hui, they stood in the exam, they appeared in the exam, they returned. Mera to exam bhi nahi hua. Okay, then what happened? He waited there for some time and
Tasminneva akashe Striyama jagama Bahushobhamanam Umagam, Haimavatim, Tagam ho vacha, Kimetadakshamiti.
Saha tasmin eva akase striyam ajagam. At the same very spot, same place, one lady appeared. How was that lady? Bahusobhamana, extremely charming, beautiful. And what was her name? Uma. The name of that lady was Uma. Another name, Haimavati, daughter of Himalaya. Her Haim means gold also, wearing lot of gold and ornaments. Haimavati, extremely charming. Tagum hovacha kim etat yachamiti. Then Indra asked, Uma, what that yaksha? Up to this point, Indra was also not knowing. That is why we always say, even Devta don't know Brahman. This is the proof. They don't know. What happened after that? What did Uma say?
S
Sabrahmeti Hovacha.
Sabrahmeti Hovacha.
Brahmano Vayetad Vijaye.
Brahmano
Vayetad Vijaye. Mahiyadvamiti. Mahiyadvamiti. Tato Haiva Vidanchakara. Tato Haiva Vidanchakara. Brahmeti. Brahmeti.
Sa. Sa means Uma. Not Sa. Sa. Striling. Sa. Uma. Uvacha. Brahmeti. This was Brahman. Uma said that this was the Yakshava, the adorable, worshipful spirit, was Brahman. Brahmano va etad vijaye maidvam iti. You got the greatness because of him only. You all are claiming the greatness is our. You were enjoying that victory and claiming we have done it. No. Brahmano va etad vijaye maidvam iti. You got this greatness because of that. Brahman, tato haiva vidanchakara brahmeti. Then Indra came to know that he is Brahman. Somebody told him that adorable spirit is Brahman. We'll see the in depth the story. It's not a simple story. You'll see the story part only today and see its implication, deep implications. In our next class, we'll see another two mantras also. Then the story will end.
Tasmad vayete devayatitaramiva. Tasmad vayete devayatitaramiva. Anyan devan. Anyan devan. Yad agnihi vayuhu indraha. Yad agnihi vayuhu indraha. Tehenatne dishtam. Tehenatne dishtam. Pasprishuhu. Pasprishuhu. Tehenat prathama vidanchakara. Tehenat prathamo vidanchakara. Brahmeti. Brahmeti.
Tasmat, therefore, va ete deva, these deva, they are talking about three devatas, Agni, Vayu and Indra. Ete deva atitarama, they excelled among others. There were many devatas, but among all those devatas, these three excelled. Anyan devan, yad Agni, Vayu, Indra, and they are Agni, Vayu and Indra. Why? He enat nedishtam. They went near to the spirit. So they are superior, they are better than all other devta because they could go up to nedishtam, very close to the Brahman. Pasprisu and perceived. They could not recognize, but they came very close to the spirit. Ta enat prathamo vidanchakara brahmeti, and they first came to know about the Brahman. Since they went very close, very near, they talked to the Brahman, they appeared in the exam, but they could not recognize, so they are better than the all other devatas. So three devatas are superior to all other devatas. Among these three, the next mantra.
Tasmad va indrayati taramiva. Tasmat va indrayatitaram iva. Anyan devan sahenat nedishtam. Sahenat nedishtam. Pasparsha, pasparsha. Sahenat prathamo vidanchakara. Sahenat prathamo vidanchakara. Brahmeti, Brahmeti.
Tasmad va Indro, among them, among these three, Agni, Vayu and Indra, Atitaram, excelled. Among these three, who excelled? Anyana Devan, among these three, Sa enad nedishtam pasparsa. Indra was very close. He also nearly sparsa, close.
Touched.
Yeah, enat prathapa vidhan chakara brahman, but he came to know about the Brahman from Uma, not Vayu and Agni. So Indra is superior among these three. First three were superior among all devata because they came up to the yaksha. Among these three, Indra came to know from Uma that adorable spirit was yaksha only.
Brahma.
So therefore,
Brahma.
Indra. Yaksha is Brahman. Therefore, Indra is the superior more. The story part ends here. What is the deep meaning of the story, its implication? We'll see it in our next.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.